It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Well, the Bombers come up short tonight against Jacksonville, falling 22-15 to the Titans here this evening. And Bob, we saw Mountain Home score early. In fact, scored on their first possession for the first time this year and played really well in that first half. Second half, the one big play, the 80-yard touchdown, and that turns out to be the difference of the game. The defense played pretty well tonight.
You know, we gave up two big plays, the 57-yard pass play in the first half and the 80-yard run that touched in the second half. But in between, we did a good job defensively, you know, good enough to win.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't execute offensively like we needed to in crunch situations. And, you know, you got to play both halves of the game. You know, it's three parts of the game. You got to play all three of them. We did a good job on special teams and that.
Yes.
Missed the field goal, but, you know, it hit the upright and bounced off. So, you know, it's just a matter of breaks sometimes, and it just we didn't get them tonight.
Let's run down the final stats. Thanks to Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin. Mountain Home, 212 yards. Jacksonville, 212.
That's pretty even right
difference.
There.
Yeah.
Pretty even.
And, of course, both teams had big losses. Mountain Home had the 33-yard or 34-yard loss, whatever it was on that play there late. And, of course, Jacksonville had the 21-yard
loss
on the snap over the punter's head. So, Mountain Home finishes with 154 on the ground. Junior Williams, 88 on 15 carries. Tabor, 61 yards on 17 carries. Tabor, 5 of 11 through the air for 58 yards. Jacksonville, 157 of their 222 comes on the ground. Johnson leads the way with 152 yards on 17 carries. Curley goes 3 of 6 through the air for 65 yards. Both quarterbacks with one touchdown pass this evening. Tabor, that's his second. Now, check it, that's his first touchdown pass of the season. His first one. 22-15, the final score. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Hall of Fame coach Barry Switzer.
I was born and raised in Crossett, Arkansas and played football at Fayetteville. As a head coach, I won three national championships with the Sooners and a Super Bowl in Dallas. As a resident of Oklahoma, I can tell you casino gaming has been the biggest boost to our state treasury since the oil boom. That's money spent in Oklahoma that stays in Oklahoma. Arkansas has been losing casino money to other states. You can keep that money at home and bring in new money from other states. On November the 6th, vote yes on issue 4.
Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
The products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6565 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com, code 6565.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Jacksonville comes to Mountain Home. They win it by a score of 22-15. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. It's presented by Pete's Cleaners, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations. They can get your dirty jerseys cleaned, too. Bob and I talked about it. We're going to go with Dylan Pausch tonight. Dylan has done a great job all season with his punting. Had a tough one out of the end zone tonight. Got that out. And then he had two catches as a tight end tonight. And I tell you, that one out here for the first down at about the 46-yard line, he had to go down and scoop that off the ground.
He had to get low and get his hands under the football and catch it and did a great job.
So Dylan Pausch gets the Dirty Jersey Award this evening. Well, the Bombers have to go on the road next week. This one stings, Bob. This is one that the Bombers felt like they had a good chance to win coming into the matchup tonight. And, boy, just you talked about it. One thing here, one thing there. It could have been a different outcome, but it's a loss, and you've got to find a way to bounce back next week.
You've got to find a way to bounce back, and it's a tough loss because, you know, losses, if you play well, if you play hard and don't make mistakes and don't hurt yourself, losses are a little bit easier to take. When you go back and look at the film or you lay down tonight and you think about the ball game and the things that we did to ourselves that basically kept us from winning the football game, you know, and I know we're young and we're going to have to learn those things, you know, but the learning process is cruel sometimes, and it hurts. And when you lose one like this that you probably should have won here at home, and, you know, you got to get bounced right back up because we go to Marion next week and they're going to throw it around, and they play real well at home.
They do, and this is a much improved Marion Ball Club. Keith Houston is the new coach down there, and he's doing some good work.
He is. You know, they're playing Searcy tough tonight, and, you know, he's
played West Memphis a 2-point game a couple weeks ago.
It's going to be a battle. It really will be. You know, you there is no rest right now. I mean, you have to bounce back. You know, you can cry and worry about this one for about 24 hours, then you got to bounce back and get ready for the next one.
So that's our next broadcast coming up next Friday night from Marion. Well, a tough homecoming tonight for the Mountain Home Bombers. Again, they lose by a score of 22-15. That's going to do it for the broadcast from the stadium. Matt will check a handful of scores for us. Then we've got the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Friday night scoreboard show coming up here at 10 this evening. That's it from the stadium. Matt will check scores for us coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team, or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize your home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6565 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com, code 6565.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening one last time from the studio here on the Bombers postgame show as, again, Mountain Home falls to Jacksonville tonight by a final score of 22-15. Let's take a look at what else has been going on. First off, in the 6A East tonight, Searcy playing at home against Marion, who's ranked 5th in Class 6A. Have not seen this score update lately on that one. The last score we had was at halftime. The Lions up on the Patriots 21-20. Jonesboro defeated the 4th-ranked team in Class 6A, Pine Bluff, tonight by a count of 29-12. And West Memphis, the 3rd-ranked team in Class 6A, top Sylvan Hills 34-10 this evening. On the local level, tough night for Yellow Summit. They went on the road and lost to Rector in non-conference play 41-20. Salem defeated Midland tonight 59-14. Melbourne shut out Marshall 53-0. It was Mountain View falling to Harding Academy 49-12. Harrison has defeated Valonia by a score of 62-6. The Goblins came into this game ranked 4th in Class 5A. West Plains is going to remain undefeated in 7 games on the season. The Zizzers, ranked 4th in Class 4 up in Missouri, defeated Waynesville tonight 44-13. It was Hollister beating Aurora tonight 16-13. Branson led for much of their game, but they ended up falling to Nixa 18-14. Forsyth fell to Stockton 20-6, and it was Ava shutting out Houston. Shutting out Thayer by a count of 33-0. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, number 1, North Little Rock defeated Fort Smith Southside 49-27. It was 2nd-ranked Bryant blanking Little Rock Central 56-0. Number 3, Fayetteville was a 50-14 winner over Van Buren this evening. The number 4, Conway, is in overtime right now. They came from behind this evening. They were down for much of the contest to Cabot, but the Wampus Cats and Panthers are knotted up at 28 after regulation, so they are in overtime right now. Number 5, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, was a 42-7 winner tonight over Solemn Springs. 6th-ranked Fort Smith Northside, defeated Little Rock Catholic 40-14. Number 7, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is up on Maumelle 44-33. 8th-ranked Bentonville West defeated Rogers tonight 41-14. It was number 9, Benton, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 6A, playing at Little Rock Hall this evening. And last score we had was at halftime. The Panthers were up on the Warriors 49-0. And number 10 Warren, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 4A, defeated Dumas tonight by a count of 38-8. We've already gone through all the finals in the Class 6A Top 5, so let's move on to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number 2, Little Rock McClellan, up on Hope 48-9. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. 3rd-ranked Little Rock Christian defeated J.A. Fair tonight 63-7. And number 5, Texarkana, playing at Hot Springs Lakeside this evening. The Razorbacks won by a score of 48-14. And among the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 2, Joe T. Robinson, playing at 3rd-ranked Nashville, and it is in the fourth quarter. The Senators up on the Scrappers 36-25. Number 4, Rivercrest, defeated Highland tonight 44-20. And number 5, Dardanelle, lost to Ozark, that is, by a count of 21-13 this evening. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Boonville, playing at home against Greenland tonight. See if we can find a score on that one. It was Boonville winning tonight 62-24. Second-ranked Clinton, they were originally scheduled to host Cedar Ridge this evening, but that game has been called off because Cedar Ridge has canceled the remainder of their season. Also this evening, number 3, Prescott, playing at home against Smackover, and it was the Buckaroos coming back to defeat the Curly Wolves tonight. Prescott led for much of the game, but Smackover came back and won that game 21-20. And number 5, Risen, shut out Palestine Wheatley 54-0. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, at home against Spring Hill this evening. And it was Mount Ida, last score we had, Mount Ida was up 49-0 at halftime. A 2nd-ranked Foreman defeated Lafayette County 49-0 this evening. 3rd-ranked Hazen topped Desark tonight 22-6. 4th-ranked Junction City was idle this week. Conway Christian, who is tied for 5th, defeated England tonight 50-14. And Earl, who is tied with Conway Christian for that number 5 ranking, playing at Brinkley tonight. And let's see. And it was Earl getting the victory tonight, 65-0. So that's a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area. And that's going to put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, join us tomorrow, next week, for Mountain Home as they look to bounce back from tonight's tough 7-point loss. Well, Mountain Home had the game knotted up, just couldn't get in the end zone in that final half. So again, Mountain Home will... We'll be back on the road next week. I believe they'll be going to West Memphis, so we hope you'll join us for the broadcast that evening. And I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird back at the at stadium, and I want to thank you all for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight, the Jacksonville Titans 22, the Mountain Home Bombers 15. Good night, everyone.
Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.